Hi, everybody. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. So tonight we're going to be going to the Light Ship for physical healing. You're going to be up there physically. So if you're a seer, you're going to have a wonderful experience. If you're not a seer, then you just may just feel the energy. So we'll do this special healing tonight in about 5 minutes. We'll first do some emotional energies, getting you more emotionally centered. Remember, these are the clearings of the emotional trauma that you experienced the last 5 days. So take a note, see how your body's responding, and look at a situation that you dealt with, and it should seem very distant to you. These are the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago to help people out with their genetic clearing. Remember, you're recycling your past. Your past is haunting you, and that's the past of all of your ancestors. They're living with you right now in this present moment. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you don't like one of your relatives, possibly, maybe in the past. Maybe you didn't like your grandfather. Well, his energy is with you, or grandmother. So this is the way it works. Remember, who you are is the makeup of their genetics. And because of that, you are them. And whatever you liked or disliked about them, they're with you right now, even if they're not living, because that energy is stored in your body. But there is one thing that could be said about this. If your parents were fortunate enough to have you maybe at the age of maybe 60 to 80, and they worked on themselves for their whole lifetime, which is what they should be doing, or should have been doing, then you may not have this residue from them. But typically that's not done, so you're here like a babe in the woods, basically, having all these energies with you. So this is the way it's supposed to be done, and that way each generation would be cleaned out more than the previous one, so you'd be ready right now for ascension. So let's do a feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do entities here. So here we go. Get rid of some entities. And these are ghosts. These are what you might call hauntings, and they come into your body because they need some life force energy. So they need you to live off of. You're their host. This is one of the dark side plans here, is to leave these bodies floating around. They're preventing the earth spirit from having the healing done for them. So here we go, because the earth spirit created these invisible energetic bodies that have a consciousness that live with you. So naturally, when you're not aware of this here and not fully in your body with your spirit, then they come in and attach to you. Or maybe they attack you. So attach and attack is one way to look at it. So here we go. We're going to do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll go over the emotional body, and then I'll do the entities. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. That feels much better. So here's entities. Going back 5 days here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And like Ron said, in just a few minutes, we'll be going to the Light Ship for a wonderful healing experience. And if you're new to this, it's really very simple. All you need to do is just show up and request inside your head, just telepathically, whatever healing that you'd like to have. And Ron, do you want to just talk a little bit for the new people who haven't gone to the Light Ship before, what it's like to go and how it works?
Well, what I do is normally count to five, and at five you're on the Light Ship. It's that quick, that fast. And so if you're familiar with the Bible, when Jesus did his healings, this is where he took them. So in his terms, he would call it Father. In our terms, it's the Creation Light Ship. So this is the way these healings work. They're instantaneous. And on the Light Ship, you're there physically, because you have to be there physically because your body is there to have healing. And so is your spirit. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy work around you. You might feel a bit lighter. And by all means, do tune in and then request healing. Now, this will not work on the archives because of extraterrestrial alien intervention. So you don't want to be abducted thinking that you're going to the light ship by some alien Starfleet ship or something, or UFO or whatever is out there, or Galactic Federation cruiser. You know, you don't want to go into those things because they already abduct you anyway. So you don't want to put that information out. This is why this does not work on the archive. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're on the light ship now. And a lot of people like the red room. This is for life force energy. So here we go. We're in this room with red energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're going to go into a room where they have the deer energy. These are a lot of life forms that we have here. And here's the deer. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room where they have a beautiful garden and plants. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So they use the word stronger, or I count to command the energy. So we're in these rooms right now. And I'll put some music on for everybody so you can kind of sit back, relax, and just enjoy this wonderful session here. And remember, you have to request healing because you're in the present moment, and the light does not do anything against your free will, so it will not overheal you. So you want to request healing. Amethyst crystal geode room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. So Everett, we'll bring you up in your cat. Anybody just tuned in, we'll bring you up right now. So here we go. Everybody tuned in a little bit late or didn't get on in time. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. We're on the light ship. We're in the red room for life force, the deer room. And we're also in a room now, which I see a bunch of white light. Here we go. Here's the white light energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Because it's winter time now, we'll go into a room where they work with our breathing, our sinuses, our lungs, if you have any head congestion, whatever that would mean to you. We'll bring in the non-gender light beam. So go to your monitor screen, bring up the light beam. This is the non-gender coming through. And they'll be helping you tonight in this room. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Going into another location. This is for a immune system boosting. And this is going to be like a purple energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. This is like we do on the Monday night and Friday night calls for $20, 1 hour call. So if you're interested in having physical healing on the light shift, we do those every Monday and Friday. And this coming Sunday is our special 8 hour wonderful intensive call for physical body organ rejuvenation, nervous system, skeleton system, immune system. So if you're interested, we're doing that tomorrow. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. We have a lot of testimonials. People love this 8 hour call. And, you know, if you're interested in having it, just go to the website or send me an email. You can pay for it on PayPal or make arrangements with me to send me a check. But it's quite an awesome experience. Nothing's like it. And if you're really interested in having light healing done to you, this is it. And we go into the quarantine room to get rid of the extraterrestrial critters, energies that are inside of your body. And we're going to take one of those out right now just for an experience for everybody. So you may want to just tune in here, check out your body. We're going to take out the octopus energy. This is in quarantine. These are dark side beings that are inhabiting your body. So here we go. First octopus, we'll take out three of them. You could have a couple hundred, but this is the first three. We do this on the 8 hour call. So this is wrapped around your neck and also around your rib cage, making your breathing very shallow. So here we go. One tentacle is coming out, two is coming out, three, four, five. This is a small one. This is only about an 8 foot long one from tentacle to tentacle. Six, seven, eight, taking the body out. I'll count to five as the body comes out of you. Most people, they come out of their mouth. So if you kind of feel like something comes out of your neck, you know, out of the back of your throat, or you maybe burp a lot, this is what it would be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next octopus energy. This is wrapped around basically your first chakra area, your crotch area. Okay, pelvis area, here we go. First tentacle out, second out, you might feel this in your bladder, maybe even reproductive organs. Remember, they live on your energy. You're their host. Number four is coming out, five is coming out, six, seven, and eight, and now the head is going to come out of you. Coming out of your navel area, these are energetic beams. As they get released, here they go, coming out, and there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the head's out. We'll take out the third octopus. Now this is attached, kind of looks like around your head. So we'll see if you can have a little better vision here. Tentacles are actually around your neck. So first tentacle release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release. So we're going to get rid of the body. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you're shaking or your body just did a little quiver or something, that's because just got some healing done to it. And this is what we do on these special 8 hour calls. They're quite wonderful because naturally these things are in you. This is why you have poor health. This is why you actually die, because these aliens are in you. You're not alone, believe me. So here we go. Let's go into the green room for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're in this room right now. Quest for healing, the light only works in the now. you want to request your healing. On the light ship, you are healed 100%. Your spirit is materialized from your original blueprint 100%. But down here, if you're not in your body all the way, because of maybe taking drugs, you know, maybe you smoke pot, you know, or smoking it now, maybe you took alcohol or drugs, you know, years and years ago, and the way to tell is look at somebody's eyes. Their eyes are glossed over, including your own. You're not in your body. So don't expect to have healing done when you're not in your body, because your spirit has to heal you. This is why we do all these special calls and have special sessions to get your spirit more into your body with you for the integration. So remember, if you're not in your body with your spirit, by all means, don't expect to have a healing, because it's not going to work. If you're on drugs, then that's another reason why you won't have one also. So it's just the facts of life, folks. This is why, you know, you have to go by the teachings of Jesus to stay home. Don't go out of your body. The kingdom is within. And by all means, don't project your energy outside of your body by giving it away to the alien, especially to churches and the God energies of the aliens, who are the gods. So here we go. Let's go into the room where the dolphins are. And I'll count to 10 as we go into this beautiful pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Want to put your hand out in front of you. You might want to feel the dolphins because you're on the light ship actually touching them. So put your hand out, or both hands, move your hands around, and you can feel the energy. If you want to jot down, if you're interested on what these alien beings are like to get released from you, we have two archives on BBS Radio. One is 101008, and the other one is 113007. So we've been doing this for quite a while. And, you know, you might want to just understand that these are with you. So here we go. Let's go to another location. And people do like whales, so we'll go into the golden whale room. And again, request your healing. Here we go. Here's the whale energy. You can feel them too if you wish. Remember, these are all heart-connected energies. If you're trying to use your mind to figure out what we're talking about here, you won't have a clue. Don't even bother, because the mind's in darkness. The darkness is not going to bring you light. So here we go. Golden whale energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, like the song of Van Halen, contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. And that means that when you connect with your spirit, then you are changing your life, because there's no such thing as space and time. You're not in a time-based reality. You're in the moment, in the now, and then you're connected to Source through your spirit. And when you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And the song is very, very profound once you catch on to what they're talking about. There's a hidden meaning in the song, and I believe they initially brought the song out because they had extraterrestrial contact. But I take that one step further to a higher level of vibration, making it your source energy of your spirit walking into you. Remember, love walks in, and you have to connect to it. Like Jesus said, the kingdom is within. Knock, the door will be open. If you don't knock, you're not going to be able to find your spirit, but your mind will talk to you, telling you that it is. Let's go to another location. Let's go to the room where they have the really large flowers. Room where they have roses. So how about some pink roses, everybody? So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The beautiful energy here. Great. Let's go into the silver room. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Our intensive last for three different Sundays. It'll be this coming Sunday, the following Sunday, and then we'll skip a week. I'll be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. I think that's the 12th through 14th. Then the next Sunday, we'll be having our Saturday once-a-month call, along with the eight-hour call on Sunday. So you get 28 hours of healing, the cost of $200, and your significant other living with you is $100, and if you have any children, they're free under 18. And naturally, you can have your animals and pets and maybe you might have some farm animals out there or something like that, horses, etc. Dogs and cats, they can also go up. So we'll go into the golden room now, where the gold energy is. Going to a few more rooms before we come back. So here's the gold energy. It's up to you to request your healing. It's all conscious energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in the light bead choir in one of the rooms here. So you might feel the vibration of them singing to you. So here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, if you're not home, who is? You want to get rid of entities. And you want to get yourself cleaned out so that you're able to be more in your body with your spirit. And also, you want to be able to integrate your spirit with your physical body for ascension. So being in your body is not enough. You have to do that transformation and to have clearings done so that you're able to come forth and have your physical body turn into a light body. That's ascension. Just inhabiting the body, you know, living in the body, and then you're much like an entity with your spirit inside of you, just sharing the life. That's not the same thing. Most people believe that it is, but no, there's a big difference there. Okay, we'll go into another room. Okay, we're going to go into the room where they have the immune system and hormone balancing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, if you're just a first-time listener and you want to know about our intensives that we have, you can have a sample on the BBS archives. The first one is on 11/30/07, quite a while ago. And the second one is on 10/10/08. increased energy here, so of the last room here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. PBS Archive, which talks about a lady with a dog bite and why she's not healing. It's quite a long call. It's on 8-2809. So if you want to know why you're not healing, you can see the complexity that the light chip has to do and go through in order to correct the problem. And I think the end result of what she had was that the dog DNA was actually in her, prevented her body from healing. That'd be an invasion on the body, but Kyle put down here, Adriana, contact is all it takes to change your life. That's correct. You have to connect with your spirit. That's what this show's all about, the teachings of Jesus. Very, very simple. So let's come back from the light chip, everybody. We're thanking our doctor teams for working with us. Remember, the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And hopefully you had a wonderful experience. You might feel the energy around you. I'm going to bring you back slowly. I'll count from 5 to 1 slowly. And you can actually feel the energy leave you as the light chip disconnects you from the source energy of this healing. So here we go. 5, coming back. 4, 3, you might feel your ears changing a little bit here. 2, and 1. So you're out of time completely on the light chip, and now you're back a little bit in the illusionary energy of the darkness here. Of the complete darkness of the mind energy, which is what we live in here. Remember, this planet used to be a light planet. It was created from light, but the darkness took it over and brought us time. Hello. So this is what we live in, is time, and they control this reality for us here. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm still here, and wow, that was such an interesting experience, Ron. How you just brought us back slowly there from the light ship. And for me, it was like sort of being, you know, dropped into mud. Because
in the mud,
the density
yeah.
here is so strong compared to being on the light ship. It's really incredible when you feel it like that. Man. And I see we have Kyle on the fast chat. Let's see, talking about... He just finished the circulatory system healing and says, oh, my word, what a huge release of stress. Contact is all it takes to change your life. Circulation system clearing blows away so much stress we have no idea that we have. Entire circulation system corded in ET time, stress densities, unwind like encased rubber bands of corded stress, unknown until you feel it coming off. That's very interesting, and yeah, it is a very powerful healing. If you're new to this, it's a brand new clearing that Ron and the Light Ship have made available on his website, and it's a circulatory system clearing for the purpose of removing like implants and different things that have been put into the circulatory system by the aliens, and putting true light energy into the circulatory system and the heart and infusing the spirit energy into that. And it's just an incredible clearing. And, Ron, I noticed that after doing that, and which I did yesterday as well, and then going to the light ship now, I could really feel the light ship energy able to work more quickly and deeply in my body, like it was able to get into that area, whereas maybe before it wasn't able to affect as much because, I guess, of what had to be removed first. So that was really amazing. Do you have any insight about that?
Well, we basically deal with, you know, the light ship deals with cleaning out the densities. So all that I basically do here for almost probably 95% of the clearings, except for the 4-in-1 master set, is take away your crud. So we're like, you know, a septic system, you know, we're taking away all this stuff in you. And this clearing takes away the implants and the problems, the obstacles, et cetera, that the dark side has put into your blood. Remember, your blood goes everywhere in you. And that's the communication of your body, basically. And so when your blood has a problem, then your whole body has a problem. So when they check you out and abduct you, they put into you, you know, more implants, and they work with the blood. So it's a very simple way of looking at it. And, you know, everybody gets abducted, so they do check up on you. And so this is one way you can get yourself feeling better. For myself, doing the clearing, my body is just like humming on the inside. I don't feel like I don't have any body organs at all, because everything is very, very relaxed. Everything is working the way it's supposed to. Where before, it just felt like, you know, and I've had a lot of clearing. So basically, you know, this one here, for me, just was just wonderful. And I didn't think it would do as much as it did. But, boy, when I first did it, when they brought it to me, I think last possibly Tuesday, I was driving and I brought it forth. And, man, within about 2 minutes, I became very, very relaxed. And almost ready to fall asleep. And so we brought in more different clearings on this here. So we actually have 4 clearings for you to experience. And the cost is $100. And you can get the unlimited on this one, too, for $50. And so the reason why you'd want to have the unlimited is to keep up with the clearing, to keep your body in harmony with itself. So this is kind of similar to the barcode clearings. But, you know, they still work with you, you know, on the light ship, but you'd probably want to do this one on the unlimited one. I'd highly recommend it. You know, if you don't feel anything, I would say if you don't feel anything on this clearing, you have a lot of densities with you. So if you're not feeling anything with this clearing, there's something, I hate to say this to everybody, but there's something wrong with you, you know, and it's just so much density, because this clearing, for what the people that have done it, have just raved about it, because it's so wonderful. I mean, you feel like a different person within a few minutes. And I would highly recommend, if you do the clearing, I would not do it probably in the daytime. I would do it in the evening before you go to bed at night, and because it will make you very, very, very relaxed. And when you wake up in the morning, it, like, takes the stress out of your internal organs. It takes the stress out of the inside of you. And this is what it's for. And many, many other things. So this is probably the reason why the people listening who have tried this clearing have probably got more out of the clearing tonight on the light ship, because your body can work more in harmony with itself. Remember, the light ship has to overcome all these obstacles inside of you. And they don't necessarily keep looking for them. They just look at what's in front of them on their on the plate that they're working on, okay? So they work from one moment to the next. The dark side works on the whole plate at one time. You know, that they give you that whole plate of crap. And so what happens is they give you a smorgasbord of stuff, and it goes in all different directions, and this is how you get tied up into the darkness, especially if you do prey work with people. And when you do that, then you're attached to the aliens, and they really do a lot to you. This is why we have a dark side practitioner, too, on the website. But the main thing is that once you have a clearing, you know that you feel better. So if you don't want to worry about ascension, that maybe you don't understand it, you don't care about it, at least do some clearings to feel better. And this clearing should have the prerequisite with it for, you know, with the alien death barcode. Otherwise, it's only going to be probably about 20% effective for you. So definitely do the alien death barcode. There's two clearings there, and that will bring back health to you. Otherwise, you know, you're set up for these barcodes, and whatever you're going to try to do, as long as these things are in place, you're going to have troubles and problems. So do that clearing first, and then do this one here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, it's just so amazing how much our bodies really have had to suffer, you know, because they have, first of all, the densities that have been passed on genetically through the, you know, ancestors, through the DNA. And like you've said so many times before, Ron, you know, because the ascension process did not happen last time, you know, we're just carrying an extra burden of densities with us that we shouldn't have to be, you know, dealing with, but the bodies have had to kind of put up with that and try to take care of that. And then on top of that, we have, you know, if you just look at our world and the kind of things that we deal with now that we never had before on the planet, like the pollution and toxins and the stress and all of that stuff, you know, it's just amazing what our poor bodies have to put up with, you know, from us, and all the judgment energy and the EMF energy, and just, you know, it's a lot. It's really a load, and it feels with this circulatory system clearing that it's just putting so much light into the body, and really, you know, it feels like you can just really feel that light energy just kind of just moving through your body, and it feels so good. It's hard to even explain or describe because it's so different than anything that I've felt before, but it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you for making that available to us. It's just incredible. And Ron, is this, I know that there's four steps in this clearing. The first one, of course, is the one where it removes the obstructions and the implants and so forth. And then there's the golden heart light infusion and the golden blood light infusion. And how does that relate to the amber blood work that's done on the special healing calls?
It's very similar. So it gives you, it's not the same, but it's very similar. On the 4-hour calls, we go more in depth with it. This is like a little preview of that. But the 4-hour calls that we have for ascension preparation goes deeper, because that goes way into your body organs and everything else. And so this actually helps you, and, you know, it allows you to at least integrate more of this energy. Remember, your heart has to be able to be cleared out enough so that you can run the energy of the blood. So this is why we have the special clearing for the heart.
So everything is kind of now operating at a different kind of frequency level or energy level. Then it all has to be coordinated between the organs and the blood and the heart and so forth.
Yes, that is correct. And so on the 4-hour call that we have, and that'll be the third Saturday of this month. What we do on that one is we actually change the blueprint from the dark side implants and imprinting, and we bring that more into the golden energy so that you're able to have a transformation a little bit energetically for your body organs. It's not that they're going to look, you know, amber or gold, you know, if you took them out of your body, just that the frequency is much stronger and you're able to bring in more light energy. So the word light gets used a lot by the New Agers here. It's just bringing more source energy to you. This is what happens. Remember, your spirit's from the light, and it's able to integrate more into your body as the light ship can clear away more densities. Remember, the light ship is here to clear away your densities. Your spirit, if it could do that, would have done that through your whole lifetime. So if you are sick with something or having an illness, and most people kind of ask me the question sometimes, they say, well, my spirit is very powerful. It's from the source energy. Well, of course it is. But is it powerful? If it was powerful, you wouldn't be here, okay? and it wouldn't be here because it would have left. And the reason why it's still here and you're here is because the energy of the darkness took it over. So you're not running all that energy. You need the light ship to come forth, which it does every 2,000 years, to, in a sense, attempt to save humanity. Unfortunately, most people are not interested in that. They're more tuned into the darkness energies and what the darkness can give them. So, remember, love is a very difficult thing to hang on to, because you have to actually go into your heart center to bring the love energy to you. Otherwise, you're in your mind, and the dark side gave you the mind so that you're able to stay out of your heart. And everything here works in time. So like I say, when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're in your heart, you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then, you're in your spirit energy. And that energy does not judge anything. So this is why everything is so pure, because there's no judgment. So back to you, Sylvia. Remember, when you start judging, that's when you have the downfall of consciousness.
Yeah, and it seems like we're so accustomed to so much judgment here on Earth that it just is the quote-unquote natural or normal way that people live, because it's just so prevalent in everything that you hear and see, and people don't seem to think anything of it. And you've talked a lot, Ron, about how it's not just a matter of having your spirit actually be present in your body, instead of being out somewhere, but actually being able to integrate with the cells of your body in order for the ascension process to be able to take place. And the clearings that are coming up the next 3 Sundays in a row in the special 4-hour, how does that relate to us being able to really get our spirit energy to integrate into each cell of the body?
Well, the 8-hour call to take away the extraterrestrial energies. And remember, you're in quarantine. If you had to go to the light ship with your physical body of darkness in it, how much would go to the light ship? If it did go to the light ship, which is why you can't go, and you can't go because they would terminate you. They would see you as the dark side force, because your body has that resonance of darkness, which is judgment. So there's no judgment at all on the light ship, which is pure light. So in quarantine, this is where they work with judgment for you. And they look for the body parts that the dark side have stolen from you, and also stolen from your spirit. So I use the word spirit. Some people use the word soul. To me, it's all spirit. On the light ship, everything is spirit. So if that's new to you, that's what we use. I hardly ever use the word soul. I do it once in a while just to communicate to people. So what we have is body, mind, and spirit. So we have body, which is light. It's still attached to the darkness, but it was created from light. Okay, it has the light frequencies in it. This is why your body can go to the light ship. And then you have mind, which is darkness. And then you have spirit, which is light. So that's just the way it works. So when you're dealing with mind, and you hear a lot of practitioners, at least I do it all the time when I go to the expos, and I hear them talking about love energy, and they start talking about love, and then they switch it over to the mind energy. I was listening to a radio program, just doing some channel surfing, and I got into some kind of Christian thing, and they're talking about emotional energies in the heart, which is love. And you don't have emotional energy in the heart, okay? You might have heart pain because the dark side gave you heart pain in your heart, okay? But there's no such thing as anything wrong with your heart as far as heart pain, but they just gave you an overlay so that you cannot experience love energy. So heartache really is not, a an energy of divine source energy, because it's strictly the dark side energy allowing you to suffocate yourself because you think you lost a relationship or something, which is what people normally associate with heartache, heart pain. And but your heart does not, the true heart does not hang on to anything emotional. That's why in the light of everything is in neutrality. This is why you have to use discernment. And the discernment that you use when you work with your heart energy is what you want to have. You want to be heart-centered with discernment. Otherwise, if you don't use discernment, then you're going to be giving everything away in your life, typically because you think everything is love. And then people do interchange your chakras. So they take the chakras and maybe they think of sexual energy as love in the heart. And, going to the far end of the scale, that type of person could be a prostitute because they're giving away love to everybody, you know. And it's true when people force of will from their throat, they take their power chakra and use that force of will from the power chakra out of their throat and harm people with it. That's when somebody yells at you. That's what they're doing. They're taking that energy and throwing it at you, which is psychic attacks. So the whole thing is very interesting when you start looking at it, you know, with the new light, non-judgmental energy, and you can actually see what's happening. So the main thing is that if you're having a problem, in a sense, with a relationship, first look at yourself and see what inside of yourself is triggered through your genetics, because it's happening with you. You're just resonating to it. And so if you're resonating to it like spit on a hot griddle, you know, there's something there that you need to know yourself. What's in it for you? What are you getting out of the situation? What do you have to heal inside of yourself? So normally just let stuff go through you. You allow it to pass through, you know, and as you do more clearings and get more spirit energy with you, then you won't have those negative thoughts, because the negative thoughts are eventually going to kill you. And that's the judgments from the emotional body being passed on to the physical, plus many other bodies. So that's kind of the way it works. You want to get cleared of these things. You have to do the clearings. You have to do them. Not that you need to do them. You have to do them if you wish to be cleared. And if you wish to have a better life. Otherwise, you're not going to have it. You're going to be searching outside of yourself. And, you know, relief is like, you know, half an hour to an hour away. Just get online and do the clearings. And they're instantaneous healings. And, you know, that's the way the light ship works. So back to you, Sylvia.
So we've talked about how the body actually holds on to these, you know, densities and gets passed down from the different ancestors down through the genetic line. But can you also mention about how our spirit can carry things forward, let's say from past lives on Earth or even before, and how that can kind of imprint itself on the body, and how the light ship can help us with that as well.
Okay, so what happens is your spirit, if it's not cleaned off, okay, from a past life or lives, okay, remember, the dark side needs your spirit to be in perfect condition to come down here so it can give away its life force energy to them. So most people's spirits are fully empowered. So when you pass over to the other side, they kind of dust you off, get your spirit released from the emotional baggage and traumas that you experienced in your lifetime. And then if you come in completely empowered, you know, where you used to be when you first had your first incarnation here, then they're going to take away that trauma. You're going to come in here and be like a dynamo, okay? And they're going to be loving all this energy from you, from your body, as they cause you traumas. So they're living off your spirit energy. Now, what happens is sometimes the spirit comes in sooner. Maybe the dark side doesn't clean it off enough. Maybe they want the people in your family to suffer around you. So they bring in a spirit that's wounded, and maybe the child has birth defects. And so from there, you know, the family suffers, and then that way they get more mileage out of this particular negative thing. And that's what happens. So your spirit doesn't necessarily hold on to past lives. It's not supposed to, as far as the dark side getting more mileage out of you. But your body does. So your body is the main thing. So when you have a reading done, they're typically reading your body. And they could be typically reading entities that are with you. And that's what you're looking at, is how your body has lived in the past on this Earth planet here. And this is what they're reading for you. As far as your spirit doing something else or the other, all that should be eliminated, because the dark side needs your spirit to be whole and complete, and it's not going to carry any residue, any baggage with it, because they want it to collect baggage in this lifetime and to have the suffering so they can steal the energy from your spirit and its pieces and parts of your physical body. So I hope that I clarified that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have a few questions on the fast chat. I see one here about, does the Creation Lightship have any other teachers on the planet right now?
To my knowledge, no. There doesn't really have to be anybody else here, because we have the Internet, and we have word of mouth. We have, all types of communication, the telephone. You can call across the planet here. You know, you can call, get on the phone and call anywhere and tell everybody about this program. So it doesn't need to be more than one person here, which is true when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. There's only one body here holding that frequency. And so that's what happened. So there's only just one person like myself here, unfortunately. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for people to show up, to come forward, to promote what I'm doing here. I should be promoted in every single Christian church and every other church on this planet who believes in the teachings of Jesus. This is what we're teaching. And so, unfortunately, the dogma is in there, and the dark side is in there. And most people are not going to understand the simplicity of his teachings. And, you know, if you listen to different services, most ministers have this normally the same name of their service for each particular week every year. And they might have the same exact service. And so, all they're doing is just feeding you mind control energies so that you can memorize something and pray outside of yourself to the darkness. So anybody else here? To my knowledge right now, no. The other person was Princess Diana. And she did the humanitarian mission. Did it open people's hearts? I think it did. Are they still open? I don't know. Has she affected you? Have you changed your life for what she's done here? I don't know. That's the question you have to ask yourself. I'm not, I'm only doing the healings here. I'm doing the healings that I did when I was in Jesus 2,000 years ago. The same healings then as they are now, but it's much harder to do because of the belief systems and judgments that the body has stored up inside of it for the last 2,000 years of judgment. Much harder to do. But the instantaneous healings, the emotional, the mental, the ones that we do, the whole life clearings, those are very, very nice to have. As far as physical problems that you're dealing with, that's because that's caused by your ancestors for 2,000 years of stuff. So, and if you would have listened to the teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago and understood it, you would not be here right now. So what I tell people when they start to tell me how powerful their spirit is, I say, well, how long have you been here? Have you been here for 30,000 years? People say, I've been here since Atlantis. I go, well, every 2,000 years a light chip comes. So, if you missed out on, if you've been here for 25,000 years, you lost a lot of ascensions. That's 12, 13 ascension times. Every 2,000 years, a light chip comes. Why did you lose it? Why did you not understand it? It's because the darkness got a hold of you. Maybe your spirit is not whole. Maybe your spirit cannot physically leave here because it can't leave part of itself. That's another good thing. The parallel lives may have got it. So the light chip is looking for you at each ascension time. How many times have you went to church and prayed? How many times have you got connected to the darkness? This is your choice. Remember, the light gives you free choice, free will. and it's up to you to hold the consciousness and talk to your spirit. So if you choose to do something that is bringing in darkness to yourself and to your spirit, harming your spirit, harming your body, that's the free choice that you have. The light's not going to judge you. The light's not going to overheal you. It allows you to have what you're asking for. But if they can't find the bits and pieces of you, then unfortunately that's just the way it is. You know, maybe in the next 2,000 years they'll start to look for you over again after this ascension time. So the whole thing is free choice, free will that the light has in the present moment. And your responsibility is to understand that. The teachings of Jesus, which is very simplistic, don't go outside of yourself, you know, and, you know, be in the light, be in the now. If you're not in the now, you're not in the light, and then you're in time. So back to you, Sylvia. We can talk about our 8-hour call briefly. It's going to be tomorrow. I start on at 10 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time. It's an 8-hour conference call. You can send me an email if you wish. And, you know, we're bringing it forward again because people want to have it. They've had a lot of benefits from this here, getting rid of the alien parasites and worms that are in their bodies, causing them, you know, physical problems. So, you know, if you want to get cleared out, this is it. It's not going to be anywhere else but the Creation Lightship. No one else can do this work. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then that's for the next, well, the next two Sundays and then skipping a Sunday and then the Sunday after that. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And so it's three Sundays, 8 hours each, plus a four-hour Saturday, and then the time on the lightship in between all of those weeks as well?
Yes, and so they're still working with you throughout the week. This is not a simple process to just have it done one time, unfortunately. So if you haven't been on the previous calls, it's perfectly fine. You know, the lightship will work with you as much as, you know, they can, and it's just the process that you're going through. And this is the way it works. So, unfortunately, this is, you know, the way humanity is here, and humanity chose darkness, and the lightship is here to take away the darkness if you choose to have it released from you. Most people don't want to have it.
Well, so I guess that's our choice to make, and if you've made the choice where you do want to have that true light, the true divinity restored, then just this is a great opportunity to do that, and I believe that it's very simple to do, to either connect with Ron by phone, email, or just go on to his website to sign up for these calls that are coming up the next few weeks. So be a wonderful opportunity to just, you know, have a very powerful month of healing and feel so much better and just step into a whole new paradigm of heart-centered living in the present moment out of the time-based reality. So I guess we have to scoot, so I'll just say good night and blessings, and over to you, Ron.
Yeah, good night, everybody. So hope to see you on the call tomorrow. And we'll see you later. Our next program is Monday at 4 o'clock on BBS. So check out the archives. And, you know, if you're the first-time listener, check out all the archives if you can, or at least half a dozen of them or so. Get your feet wet. Understand what Jesus talked about here. So blessings to all of you. And see you later, everybody. Good night.
Good night.